And then on top of your head, you is where you grow.
Well, I'm supposed to grow hair, because it's bald now.
And if you have hair growing all down below your mouth.
Whiskers.
Or you say you have a long...
Goatee. Men used to wear those goatees a lot, and I got to wear them some now, you know. It just is a fad. But old men used to wear goatees a lot. They'd hang way down. I've had them to see old white goatee way down here around your chest. Just on your chin, you know. Didn't have it on the side of it, just have it on the chin.
What if they had it all over
their
face?
Well, that's just a full beard. Just beard over the face. Mustache and all, you see.
And you hear through your...
ears. Eardrum. Eardrum.
Your ear, though, so one would be your, which side? You have on two sides, so if I said, which one do you mean, you'd say, I mean my...
Left ear.
Or my...
Right ear.
And then you swallow through your...
Throat.
And your throat is in your... That thing. Your head sits on top of your...
Neck. Neck.
What do you call the thing that goes up and down in your throat, you know?
Oh, Adam's apple.
Ever heard it call anything else?
Well, is that called epiglottis?
You ever heard it called a goozle?
Yeah, goozle. I call that the goozle, that big thing. It just goes into Adam's apple, just that kind of knot. But the goozle is a whole thing that I call it. Your food goes down through, you know, when you put it in your mouth and goes on down your stomach.
Oh, so your throat?
I call that the goozle.
Yeah, my throat. I call that the goozle in that. And on an animal or anything, they have a goozle, you know, hog or something like that.
If you want to eat some food, you put it in your
mouth
and you begin to
chew it.
And what do you chew it with?
I chew it my four feet.
And one of them would be one?
Lower and upper. Lower and upper is the false teeth. Have an upper and a lower.
But one teeth would be a?
A tooth.
And your teeth are in your?
Gums.
What do you call the part of your hand that has the lines on it there?
Palm. Palm of your hand. Palm.
And you have two?
Two palms and two hands, of course.
And one, you have two fists and one, what do you call just one of them?
A fist, one fist.
What do you call a place where you just, it's hard to move your bones, where you can move your bones, you know, where you move?
Elbow.
Any of them, though. So you have stiff?
Stiff joints. Joints. I call those joints where you the movement in your arms or legs.
What makes them hard to move sometimes? Is there a disease something?
Well, arthritis. Arthritis causes your joints to be hard to move sometime, and just they call stiff joints. You know, old age, more or less old age. Of course, I guess that still runs right back to arthritis, maybe, you know. But a lot of times, older people have stiff joints. You know, real stiff joints. If you do anything unusual, it'll make you sore. You know, and of course. More so in old age. Of course, a lot of times it makes you sore do things unusual when you're young, but more so in old age.
What do you call the things that your arms hang down from?
Shoulders.
And the thing that you walk on is your?
Feet and legs. Feet. Walk on your feet.
And if you have 2 feet and one, what do you call just one of them?
1 foot.
And if somebody got in a position so that they're... They were down on their
hunkers.
Is that a what? When you speak of a hunker, what do you mean? What is
just squatting down, just down on your hunker, just squat down and just not be sitting down, just squatting down.
Is there a part of the body you call a hunker?
No, just down on your hunker. You squat down on your hunker. I don't know why they call it a hunker. Just down on your hunker.
Well, if somebody was,
it's just not how this. Not have his knees to the ground, maybe just his feet on the ground. Maybe his feet would be old and he'd just be squatted down.
If somebody had been sick for a long time, but he was finally up and around, you might say, it's good to see you up and around, but you still look a little bit...
peaked.
How would you say he felt?
Huh?
If somebody looked peaked, how would they probably feel?
Feel peaked.
Is any other expression that people use that?
Pale, peaked, you can look pale or peaked or I feel under the weather. They're trying to say under the weather. Feel kind of under the weather, you know. Don't feel up to par. There's so many remarks that people make about something like that, you know, about when they're recuperating kind of from a sickness.
Well, if a man is big and muscular and athletic, you'd say he was very, what?
Very muscular or very strong or just a lot of different things you'd say about him.
What does strong mean?
Strong is just he's just stout, you know, just can lift a lot, or just a lot of stamina, you know, just strong.
Well, would you ever speak of something as food or an odor or something as being stout?
No, not well, I might.